Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Hi, it's me, Sashira Zameda, and I have a stand-up special that is out right now. It's called The First Woman, and it's on the 800 Pound Gorilla website. You can go to 800poundgorillamedia.com, and it's a pay-what-you-can format. Donate whatever you want to watch the special. And then August 29th, it comes out for free on YouTube. And please watch and laugh and share and live life and prosper.
If you want to see me live, I'm doing stand-up. September 15th, I'll be at River City Casino in St. Louis, Missouri. September 16th, I'll be at the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota. September 22nd, I'll be at Meridian Hall in Toronto, Ontario. And September 29th, I'll be at the Newmark Theater in Portland. And September 30th, I'll be in a casino in Washington. And you can get all that at NicoleBeyerWasTaken.com or just the little link tree in my Instagram. Sashira!
Nicole!
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I feel rested. Mm-hmm. I'm a little nervous because Sunday is my first pole lesson in like almost a month. And I'm like, am I still strong?
Oh, yeah. Because I guess you've been... gone. You've been gone for so long.
I am vacation. I went on you the longest vacation.
You really did.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, do I still have strength? Like, will I forget things?
I feel like a month is not so long that you forget everything. You know?
I really hope so. I'll be so devastated If I can't do the things I want to be able to do, you know?
How often were you doing it before? Like once
twice
a week?
Twice
a week? Okay. So that is like 8 sessions that you have not had.
Yeah. Wow. Quick math. She went to a university. She got a degree. You got your degree and you so smart.
What was it? With your degree. So fucking smart with your degree.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, that's a thing.
Thank you. I'm excited about it. Do you have any hot plans this weekend?
Oh, there's a flea market. I actually wanted to ask if you wanted to go. There's a flea market.
What day?
Saturday. Tomorrow in the morning.
Where?
In Frogtown.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go.
And it's like, yes, let's go. It's, I think there's like a whole, I think there's multiple like estate sale flea market thingies happening. So there's gonna be a lot of stuff to look at.
Ooh, I can't wait. You know me. I love stuff.
I also love stuff. I signed up for this mailing list. I have many estate sale mailing lists because when I moved into my house, I was like all over all of them. And they just email me every week like, we have an estate sale this Saturday. You should come. And I really, truly don't need anything else. I have filled my home. But I haven't unsubscribed because I'm like, what if maybe one day I want to go? maybe I need just one more piece of furniture. But tomorrow,
I think I will probably mostly peruse. It's still fun to just go. You know what I do need is wall art. I would like some reasonably priced wall art.
I think that's a good thing to get at an estate sale or a flea market because art is expensive.
It's expensive. Yeah. I don't like it.
No.
I don't like how expensive art is. Like, there's been a couple pieces that were like really big that I saw, and I would contact the artist and be like, how much? And they'd be like, thousands of dollars, please. And I'm like, oh, that's not how much I want to spend on.
No.
Just like something that's going to sit there.
Yeah. And it's a funny thing because you're like, oh, I do value your work and your time that you put in. I simply don't want to pay that.
Yeah. That's not how I want to spend my money.
No.
I will spend thousands of dollars on other things, but I just, for some reason, currently, I don't want to spend that on art.
No, I get it. I got a reasonably priced piece, but I don't think it's yours. It's very colorful. I think her name's Ebony Boyd. Yeah, oh. Ebony Boyd Art. She did a custom piece for me, and it's delightful. And I remember it being rather reasonable.
It's nice. It's very pretty. I like this.
Oh, you do?
I do like it. I don't know if I would have it in my home, but I do like it.
Okay. It's very, very, it's very colorful. It's very me.
Yeah, it is very you. Mm-hmm. Yes, so the words say creative, colorful, musical, beautiful, abstract. That is very you.
Yeah. And I'm very happy. I think I have two or three pieces by her.
Oh, nice.
So I guess you could say I'm somewhat of a connoisseur collector.
Yes, I see.
Mm-hmm, that's what I am. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
And these prices are much more reasonable than other prices I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. She's great. And it came very fast and it comes framed. Because sometimes you'll buy art on the internet and they won't. Mm-hmm. You won't read the whole thing. And then you'll get it and you're like, huh, what is this scroll? What is a scroll? Then you go, oh, that's the art I bought. And then you got to go frame it. Then you look dumb as fuck at a Michaels.
And framing is also expensive.
Ooh, child.
Child? Mm-hmm. I just got a poster and I wanted to get it framed. Went to a nearby frame store and it was like $400 for the frame.
That's,
I guess it's also
wild.
The services. But I was like, oh, what?
Was there for matting the outside? Involved or just the
no.
frame?
No. Not even matting, just the frame.
Oh.
I guess it's like the frame and the acrylic glass.
Mm.
And I guess that's it.
They're like, it's more for us to put the thing on the back to hang it.
I don't know. But also, I don't want to buy a cheap frame because sometimes sunlight gets through it and then it affects the picture and yada yada yada, so it's like I do want to pay for good quality stuff, but also
$400. Yeah, my mom once spent a bunch of money framing a greeting card and boy oh boy was my dad angry.
Oh yeah, damn,
he was like, what for a card? And she was like, I liked the card. I still have it and it makes me smile to look at.
That's cute.
But yeah, it's being an adult is expensive.
It's expensive.
And they don't tell you. I feel like they should tell. There should have been a class in school that was like taxes, art, all of it is going to come out of your pocket. It is a lot.
And it's a lot. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They should have told you that.
Hey, I blame somebody. I don't know.
We have to blame somebody. Who are we going to blame?
I don't know. Obama. Thanks, Obama. I don't know how to be an adult.
Obama should have came to my house.
He really
should have. And taught me how to be an adult, even though I surely was an adult when he was in office.
You know, I mean, where's the service? Where's the service of a president? Where did it go?
Where did it go?
Where did it go?
Where did it go?
I bought a hot pink jumpsuit and I'm really excited to wear it because I also bought hot pink glasses and I think I'm gonna wear it tonight and I'm very excited about it.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
She's gonna be styling. I did try it on and I was like, wow, this makes my titties look even smaller. Sometimes I'm like astounded by how small they can look in a thing.
But that's okay.
Yeah. I've learned to embrace tiny titties.
Yeah. No back problems. Well, at least not from the titties.
No, but from my fat ass, y'all. It's tough to lug this shit around.
She got that caboose.
Caboose.
I don't think I have a hot pink jumpsuit, but I have a red one that I bought with Tess. Should I wear it tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Should we tell everyone to wear their favorite red or pink jumpsuit?
Yes. And when they go, are you celebrating something? We should go, Valentine's Day. On Friday, August 18th, we are celebrating February 14th. Make that make sense, Diva. Get me a drink. And they're like, ma'am, we can't serve you. You're not okay.
Well, there's always like Christmas in July things happening, right?
Or yeah, like why does that happen?
In the summer? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, like, is it those sad families where a divorce happened and there's like, okay, we do Christmas in the summer when I have you during the summer?
Oh, I mean, that makes sense. I would have never guessed that. I don't know.
I guess I shouldn't say sad families. It's happier families yeah. because they separated from something that was not going well.
Well, I'm a child of divorce, and I can say it wasn't happy.
Ooh, Christmas in July started 84 years ago on July 24th and 25th in 1933 at a girls' camp called Keystone Camp in Brevard, North Carolina. Interesting.
Can you hit that link? That's like the real story behind Christmas in July. Some people call it half Christmas.
Oh. Interesting.
Country Living's reporting. It started right here in the South. Christmas in July. But like, are they actually celebrating Christmas?
I think so. I never thought it was unique to us. Paige Yves Lemille, the current director of Keystone Camp, said in an interview, it seems like something other camps would do. What? Why would you think that's something other camps would do?
Can you scroll down a little bit more? This is all about the camp. I want to know when people outside of the camp.
Yeah, when did it leave the camp and get into the zeitgeist?
Mm-hmm.
But it started in 1933, and you know what that reminds me of? World War II. I went to the Anne Frank house when I was in Amsterdam. Have you been?
I have not, no.
Okay, sad vibes.
I would just imagine.
Yes, sad vibes. And, you know, Hitler, bad vibes. And I was like, I just kept thinking while I was there. I was like, it is so beautiful that they turned this into a museum for people to see. And it's like, truly, never forget this fucking thing. And then you can go to Auschwitz and like see it and be like, never forget. Mm. And then in America, you can have a wedding on a plantation. I was like, it's so wild. How differently countries recognize atrocity. Like, it blew my fucking mind this year. I was like, this is wild.
Yeah, it does suck. We really don't acknowledge as much of the bad, unsavory, uncomfortable history that happened in this country as other countries do. Yeah, when you go to Germany, it's like, they talk about it. They have monuments. They have museums. They're like, yeah, we were a part of some bad stuff and we'll never forget, you know? But yeah, you're right. You can get married on a plantation.
Isn't that wild? And then Airbnb had to like ask people to stop listing slave quarters as a place you can stay. Isn't that wild?
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was like maybe a year or two ago.
Were they like saying these are slave quarters or they just were slave quarters and they're like extra bedroom?
They were slave quarters and I believe it was like stay in the slave quarters.
Oh.
I think, Judith, do you mind looking it up?
Yes. And also according to this article about the first time people celebrated Christmas in July after the camp that we stated before. In Washington, D.C., a church started doing a summer donation drive in 1942 to send gifts overseas, and they called it their mission. So it was like a Christmas in July, you know, to support the troops.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to do Valentine's Day in August, and it's mm-hmm. going to catch on.
I believe.
Everyone's going to be like, whoa, good idea, ladies.
Wait, I mean, yeah, why not celebrate love more than one time?
Wow.
And you're right, Nicole. Basically, Airbnb says that it will no longer allow people to rent out houses where enslaved peoples used to live. The new policy comes after the platform was widely criticized for an 1830 slave cabin listed on Airbnb, and it went viral on TikTok.
Oh my God.
Wild.
Wild.
Wild that it was allowed to be listed, and they're like, all right, I guess people are mad about it. Okay.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. What are you wearing on your body? What is that?
It's a sports bra.
No shirt? Belly out? Oh, wow. Scandalous in your home.
Well, I worked out. So I came straight from the workout to this record.
Couldn't even put on a shirt. You said, I have to talk into a microphone now.
But this is, I guess, I feel comfortable just wearing these sports bras out because they do cover everything.
I mean, I'm just being a little jokester.
Okay.
Sometimes I wear a sports bra out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wear a sports bra out. Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I'll do that today.
Maybe, yeah. It's hot outside, but just put a sports bra in.
Yeah, it is so warm. Also, I'm nervous. A tropical storm is a-brewing.
I haven't seen.
You haven't seen? Hillary's coming.
Oh, no. It's called Hillary.
I know. She couldn't be our president, but she can destroy a couple states.
Who made that decision? That sucks. Why? That now is going to be like the butt of a million jokes and memes. Like, what? There's so many other H names. That's so rude. Hurricane Hillary? Man, leave that lady alone. She's minding her business now. She's not even like in the zeitgeist anymore. Like, give her a break.
Imagine they named it Hurricane Hillary Clinton, and they're like, no, it's just by it's a coincidence, don't worry about it, we're not implying anything.
For scientific reasons, we had to name it that.
Apparently I don't know if we're gonna get as much rain, so some places are gonna get like a year's worth of rain this week.
Oh my God.
Or something wild. When does this episode come out? After Hurricane Hillary?
Yeah, it should come out after Hurricane Hillary.
Uh-oh. Well, let's hope it wasn't bad. Yeah, I don't know. Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I don't want hurricanes. I'm over COVID. Listen, I don't want these things.
No.
I want sunshine, happiness, and more vacations. And I'm over this strike.
Same.
Let a bitch work. Come on.
Come on. Just like, give us what we want.
Give us what we want.
Yeah.
Okay, Sashir, what is the thing that you want bad right now?
A shower, because I didn't shower after my workout.
Oh, she's stinky? She a little ripe?
I'm a little ripe, yeah.
Mm.
And I actually don't sweat, but in this Pilates class, I did sweat. Even my knees were sweating.
That's wild.
I know. It was like we had to put our knees on the mat, and I was like, whoa, they're wet.
There was a day on my vacation where it was so hot. Mano and I were, I don't know. I might have said this on Why Won't You Date Me? Whatever. Listen, I talk too much for a living. You'll hear stories twice. Mano and I were, this is like, okay, this is also a witch story. I'm a witch. But we went to this beach in Paros, this beautiful island in Greece, and the cab driver dropped us off and was like, it's down there. Also, a cab won't come get you. It's too hard for our cars, too much of a dirt road. Also, it might be a nap time. And we were like, we said, okay, and didn't question. Nap time. Swam, had a nice time, had cocktails. And then we asked the guy working there, we're like, how far away is a bus stop? Because we had to get back to the boat to go back to Mykonos. And he was like, oh, it's a 10-minute walk. And I said, okay. And you fail to realize that like a 10-minute walk is further than you think. And it was like 102 degrees. It was the hottest day that we were there. And we were walking on this like dirt road. I forgot to bring sneakers, so I was wearing flip-flops. And we had our like towels on our heads because we were so hot. And I was getting more and more like just angry. And the back of my knees were sweating. Everything was sweating. I was just wet. And I said to Mono, I was like, nobody, doesn't anyone hitchhike in Greece? Which is an insane thing to say out loud. And not 30 seconds later, a Volkswagen Golf was on the side of the road. And she was like, hey, do you guys want to ride? Where are you going? And we were like, to a bus stop? She's like, yeah, but to where? And we were like, to get on the boat to go back to Mykonos. And she's like, I'll just take you. And then she just took us.
To the boat or to all the way to Mykonos?
All the way to the boat.
That's because
it's a little bit of a ride. You can't drive to Mykonos. It's like 45-minute boat ride. And I was like, it was so nice, but I manifested it. I was like, it's hot. I can't do it.
She's like, I don't know what just came over me, but all of a sudden I really want to give you guys a ride.
Kind of. And there was other people walking as we drove by. And she didn't stop for those. She stopped for us because I was like, I must not walk anymore. It is too hot. My feet hurt.
Well, we already said that your power of manifestation is very strong.
Yes. But it really only happens when I like absolutely need it.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen when I'm like, I want this. It's like, you'll get it you'll get it eventually. But when I make things happen instantly, it is because I'm like,
calling to the heavens.
Being like, give it to me, please.
That's cool. Good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E-M-E-T-I-C-S.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. Should we do a quiz?
Unless there's something you want to tell me.
You always say it like so suspicious.
I don't know. Have you done stuff without me?
Have I done stuff without you? No, definitely not this week. No. It's been a lot of time together this week.
We did. And it wasn't enough. I want more. Let me drink you up. Guzzle, guzzle. Ooh, okay. Pick a food in every color to reveal your perfect vacation destination.
I like that.
Me too, because I want more vacation.
And food.
I love food.
Choose a red food.
Watermelon is not red.
Wait, what would you say? It's like pink?
It's watermelon colored.
You've done this before, but you can't just be like watermelon color as if like that is a color of the rainbow or like okay. As if there's a common color.
I think it's a pink variant, which I guess is in the wheelhouse of red.
Yeah.
Spaghetti, yeah. Which is red.
Red velvet cupcakes.
It's in the name.
Do we say cherries? Cherries too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I
would pick spaghetti because I love spaghetti.
I do like spaghetti. I love spaghetti the way my mom used to make spaghetti.
How would she do it?
You know how a lot of people give you the noodles and then put the meat on top?
Mm-hmm.
She mixed the meat in, and for whatever reason, that's like yummier for me.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon is what I'm picking. Ooh, baby, I love watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's my favorite fruit.
It's a really good one.
It's so filling and refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Great summer fruit.
Mm-hmm. Right by a beach or a pool. Munch, munch. Choose an orange
fruit. Or a Valentine's Day celebration.
Happy Valentine's Day, Sashir.
Happy Valentine's Day, Nicole.
Now pick an orange food.
Orange chicken.
Mac and cheese. Orange.
What would you say it's more like yellow?
Goldenrod.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a variant of yellow and orange mixed together. All right. I'll allow it.
Yeah, I would say it's more yellow than orange. Okay. Or goldenrod, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cheesy puffs.
Mango.
I'm going to say mango.
I'm going to say mac and cheese, even though that depiction is not good looking. It's clearly not like baked. It looks disgusting. Because I'm not a Kraft girl. You better bake my mac and cheese and give me a crunchy fucking top.
You better bake my mac and cheese. Okay, now we're at yellow. Pick a yellow food.
Pineapple.
French fries.
Corn.
It looks like eggs. They did not put a label on that.
Yeah, so why? There's no label. I guess it's scrambled eggs. Even though it looks like there's some like chunks in there that I don't understand.
It looks like a soft scramble over rice. Have you ever had a soft scramble? It's bewildering.
I have had a soft scramble.
Befuddling. like a real soft scramble, the one that's that you stir it the whole time it's cooking.
I've never seen anyone prepare a soft scramble, but I know I've eaten it.
Oh, okay.
But wait, are you for it or against it?
I don't know. It is a wild texture and consistency, one that I'm like, huh, what? But there's this place in New York and the Lower East Side that does a soft scramble that is amazing. And they do it so it looks like a fucking flower. Can you even?
Ooh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could remember the name. They're really nice to me there.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. You know I gotta pick French fries.
Yeah. I'm gonna say pineapple.
Ooh, yes, bitch. She's tropical. I'm trying to fuck more with pineapple. Very sweet. It is sweet. And I don't usually like the flavor of a pineapple, but I'm trying to get more into it because it makes your pussy taste better. And I'm getting ready for love to come in my life. And when it comes, I want my pussy to taste good for them.
That's smart.
And it's also kind and giving. And I need them to know that.
Kind and giving. Yeah. I'm like, this tastes kind and giving.
And I'll look up, I'll sit up and go, yeah, that's who I am, kind and giving.
Does cranberry juice do that too? Or does something?
I think you're supposed to drink it so you don't get yeasties or like a UTI or, oh, it's UTI.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, also good.
Yeah.
Choose a green food.
Key lime pie.
Kale salad.
Broccoli.
Guacamole and chips.
I'm gonna pick guacamole and chips.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick a kale salad.
Ooh, look, she is tropical and healthy.
Yeah, I don't really like salad, but if I get a salad, I'll eat a kale salad because I want it to have all the nutrients as possible. I don't want to waste my time eating a salad. I'm not going to get the benefits of being healthy.
You're not out here trying to eat iceberg lettuce.
No.
Iceberg lettuce is nasty.
Or romaine. Don't give me that.
Oh, I do like a romaine, though.
I don't like a romaine.
Soft, gentle romaine.
I could really romaine like in the bag.
Wow. Go home. You are home. Go to a different room. We have to stop this recording. I like a butter lettuce as well.
I mean, I'll eat a butter lettuce.
But you not. You really just fuck with kale.
Really, kale and spinach. The darker greens.
The darker and the green.
I do like arugula salad.
Oh, I love arugula. It's kind of spicy.
Choose a blue food.
Blueberries.
Galaxy cupcake.
Blueberry pie.
Berry popsicle.
That's the wildest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. BuzzFeed found a picture of blueberries encased in blue water.
Yeah, they're frozen. The blueberries were frozen in a popsicle.
I'd be so mad if someone served that to me and told me to eat it. I'll say, what do you want me to do with this? Suck on it till there's something hard to eat?
I think that's it, yeah.
That's not a popsicle.
I mean, technically.
It is. Not a popsicle. I don't recognize that as an official popsicle, okay?
Not my popsicle.
Not my popsicle.
Well, what do you recognize as a popsicle?
Like just a normal fucking popsicle by the brand Popsicle.
There's a brand called Popsicle?
I'm 99% sure I'm not lying about that.
Oh.
It's got a fun logo. Popsicle. You get Popsicle.
I thought a popsicle just was that thing.
Oh, no.
I guess it is.
It's popsicle, like a Kleenex. Ice pops. A Kleenex is a tissue.
Oh.
Yeah, and Kleenex fucking ripped open that market, and you know, I need a Kleenex. I need a popsicle. I don't know what a popsicle is.
Yeah, what would you call it otherwise? What do other brands call it?
Ice pop?
Oh, interesting.
I know in the UK, they call it an ice lolly.
Oh, no.
Idiots. Can I have an ice lolly? It's pretty funny. I might start calling them that.
Ice lolly.
An ice lolly.
That is funny.
Well, I can't pick blueberries. I simply don't like them. I can't pick blueberry pie. I simply don't like it. And I'm not picking a blueberry popsicle because I don't recognize that as a popsicle. So I'm going to say galaxy cupcakes.
I'm also going to do galaxy cupcakes. They look very tasty.
Mm-hmm. And I really like a cupcake because it's a small cake.
And that's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes a big hunkin' piece of cake is too much for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Choose a purple food.
Unicorn donuts.
Blackberries.
Figs.
Grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I love a grape.
Ooh. That's what I'm also going to pick. I also love a grape. And I can't pick a unicorn donut because I already picked a galaxy cupcake and I don't need sweet sweet. And those look squishy and I like a cake donut.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to say a unicorn donut is your brand.
It does seem to be on brand for me. I'm just not clear on the density of the donut.
Yeah. Take it though.
Lastly,
choose a pink food.
Rose macaroons.
Strawberry frosted cupcakes. But even though that's a picture of donuts, I'm mad. I'm furious. How are you going to tell me that's cupcakes and there's a donut?
Wow. They're really trying to, BuzzFeed is trying to gaslight you.
I don't like this.
I don't like it either. Strawberry lollipop.
Strawberry ice cream.
I do love ice cream. I almost cried when I couldn't get soft serve the other day. I'm going to pick strawberry ice. I also was so annoying. I kept going up to them being like, "Is it? Did you fix it? Is this fixed?" Never got fixed.
I don't think I saw you go back up there.
I went up there, well, the first time, the second time, and I think I went up a third time back from the bathroom. No.
And they're like, it just really won't work today.
Yeah, they're like, ma'am, you have to go.
Mm-mm. If those cupcakes are in fact the donuts that are in the picture, I would pick those because they do look tasty.
They do look tasty, but again, not sure about the density.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sashir's response or answer.
Ireland. You need to go to Ireland. There are tons of cool museums to explore and pubs to visit. It's also one of the most beautiful countries in the world. Okay.
I would go with you.
Okay, let's go.
Because I need to find Donald Gleason.
Greece? You were just there.
I was just fucking there. You should go to Greece. I do want to go back. You can visit historical sites and relax on the beach. There's also tons of delicious food to eat. I ate so many gyros. They were so delicious.
Mm, look at that.
Wow. I like BuzzFeed today.
I have been to Ireland. I went to Dublin for a comedy festival and I didn't love it, but I was only in Dublin.
Well, okay.
Maybe I need to go to these mountainous places in Ireland.
We don't have to go. We can go somewhere else. BuzzFeed doesn't rule our lives.
No, I absolutely would see there. I have heard there's like beautiful drives and beautiful like mountains and stuff like that to look at. I would go see that stuff. But something about Dublin, it just felt like, I think it was, maybe it's because we just went to bars and they drink like a lot. And I was like, I just want to get messy. And everyone's messy here. And I'm sure there's parts of Dublin that are beautiful and wonderful and I didn't see them. But I had only a fine time there.
Okay. All right.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we answer some queries?
I think that's what we have to do.
Then let's do it.
Yeah.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. This is really nice lady here in San Francisco, and I have this weird predicament where I became really, really close friends with my neighbor during the pandemic. And I mean, we would spend time together all the time. We'd like walk around laughing like hyenas on our lunch breaks, and like really we got along so well. We are very opposite of each other. She's like much more measured in her decision making and like gives herself like time to heal after relationships. I'm more of like kind of like I'll get over it by jumping off a cliff type of thing and like trying new things all the time, and I don't really let stuff slow me down. Whenever I'm like upset by something, I kind of move on quickly. But like maybe a month ago we were on a walk and she was very short with me and like not really responding. And so I asked her, I was like, hey, did I do something to, you know, hurt you or hurt your feelings? Like, are you upset with me? And she was very short with me and was just like, no. And if it bothers you, like, we don't need to hang out. And I was like, well, you know, I don't mean it like that. Like, obviously, I'll make space for you. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't something I did, you know. But ever since then, like, I can't really get a hold of her. I've tried to reach out a couple times and I've like seen her out, and like because we live in the same building, I like pass her all the time and she just gives me like the mean mug, and I have literally no idea like how to approach the subject. I mean, obviously I'm trying to give her space, but like, you know, I miss my friend. I can tell she's hurting and I have no idea how to help, and it seems like she doesn't want my help. And you know, it would help me a lot if you could give me some insight into whatever you think. Anyway, I love you both so, 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 so much. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thanks. Bye.
I think you can say what you told us. Like, I miss you. Like, maybe just send a text. Like, I miss you. I miss our walks. And I can tell something is off. Let me know if you want to talk about it and see if she responds to that.
Yeah, I think that's good. I don't really have anything else to add other than like just talk.
Yeah. Which sucks because like she did already say like, or she, I guess her question when they were on their walk was more like, did I do something?
Mm-hmm.
But she also was like, you know, I want to give you space if to say how you're feeling if you are feeling something. But then she didn't. It's hard because you don't know what's happening.
I will say, I do think it's more of a them problem than you problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like something might be going on with them that they don't know how to tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a little tough because it's like you're not like, because they're not like close. They were just like, they got closer during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And what
maybe
did she say?
Saw her taking a walk with somebody else.
Oh. A little cheat happening.
Some walking infidelity.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I think if you really miss this person, I do think reaching out would help and being like, hey, I'm noticing the energy has shifted.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it? And hopefully your friend will.
Yeah.
Solved?
Oh, this one was tough for me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because there's just like very little detail, which I'm sure is also frustrating this person who called in. But I think basically all you could do is ask what's up. And then mm-hmm. either you'll get an answer or maybe that person will not respond. And then I guess maybe you at least have the answer of like, oh, I guess we're not friends.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they have excommunicated themselves from my life.
Yeah. How weird.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do another one.
Okay. Hey, Nicole, Sashir, Kimmy, Jordan, and Judith. Thank you for making this hilarious podcast that I look forward to every week. I especially love the Bahamas episode. And I selfishly hope that you two go on another terrible vacation together just so I can hear about it. I'm having an issue with my friend. She's my oldest friend. We've been friends since kindergarten, and our families are also friendly with each other. 5 years ago, she moved away from our hometown with her husband and now visits only once or twice a year. And when she's back in town, she is trying to visit all of her family as well. So needless to say, we haven't seen much of each other lately. Here's the issue. Whenever we get together, I feel like she doesn't really ever ask me about myself or how I'm doing. She has ADHD, and sometimes when we get together, I feel like the whole conversation is about her or whatever is on her mind, and I come away from the interaction feeling drained and a little bit annoyed.
She will go on and on about pretty much any random thing that pops into her head. Last week, she was talking about a plane crash that happened in the 80s, but not ask about my day. Nicole, I know that you're really open about your ADHD on the podcast, so I was wondering if you have any experience with this or any specific advice. I know she doesn't mean to do it, but I also have plenty of friends with ADHD who are easy to have conversations with. I don't want to make her feel guilty or ashamed, and I'm also aware that this might be her personality, and it won't really change her behavior if I point it out and only really spend time with her once or twice a year anyway. So I guess my question is it worth it to bring up with my friend and see if anything will change? How do I do it in a way that won't make her self-conscious about her ADHD? Or should I let it go and accept that this is what spending time with my friend is going to be like and just love and accept her anyway? Thank you for your help.
I'm medicated, so I feel, I could be wrong, but I feel like I'm pretty good at going back and forth on like myself and letting other people have the floor. But I don't think I would mind if someone said, hey, can I talk to you about a couple things that are going on in my life? Like, or if you're done, not if you're done. But yeah, just like, oh, is there any space for
me? Are you
me
done
to-
or are you finished? Are you going to wrap this up so I can start talking now?
I feel like, ooh, is there room so I can talk about a little bit of about what I'm going through? I don't know. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I think I do. I think there's nothing wrong with being like, I have a couple things I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Can we cover that during dinner or whatever? You can even do that before you meet up and be like, hey, I'm so excited to see you tonight. Can, heads up, there's like a couple things I want to, it's a couple updates I want to give you while we're eating or something. Mm-hmm. So that at least they know, oh, there are things that you want to say before you get there. If this also might be this person's personality, because Maybe it's an ADHD thing. I will say you, Nicole, before you were on medication, were really good about asking what's up with me. Like, I don't actually, I don't remember this as a trait of you, like, not caring or not asking about what I was up to. And I can't really think about that being a thing with the other people in my life who I'm close with who have ADHD. So there are also just people who, I can actually think of people who don't have ADHD who don't ask me questions at all. Uh-huh. So I think that also might just be their thing. So I don't think you have to worry about, you know, like making sure you don't make this person feel self-conscious about their ADHD, because I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is they're the type of person that won't stop for a minute and be like, hey friend, how are you? Or like, now I would love to get some information on what's going on in your life. Which may need addressing. I can't tell. Because you also, you know, yeah, you don't want to make them feel bad. It doesn't have to be confrontational. But if you only see this person a couple times a year and they were one of your best friends, it might be worth saying, like, I love hanging out with you and I love seeing you, but I don't feel like we get a full catch up when I do see you. Because we're just talking about, like, airplane crashes from the 80s. And other random stuff. Yeah, I think it's worth a talk. And I think it can be more in the vein of, I miss you, I love you, I really want to have conversations where we connect, because we get so little time together when you actually come to town. So I'm trying to think of an active thing, like an active request, but I want to be like, could you focus up? Or like, could you? Yeah, maybe I just feel like when we hang out, we don't spend enough time talking about each other. Or, like, giving each other updates. I would love to know, like, I would love our conversations to be more personal when we do hang out, since we don't see each other all the time. Does that sound good?
I think so. Also, I'm like, maybe you start the conversation by being like, hey, before we really get into it, can I just give you a little update on my life? So you, like, not, like, force your way in, but kind of force your way in.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because then after the updates have been updated, this person can go off on as many tangents as they want. if that feels good still. But yeah, maybe like do try to squeeze in your updates at the top of the conversation. And see if that feels good. Jordan and Judith, do you have any ideas?
I have like one idea, but what I can say is that I've been through a similar thing where I have a close friend, and she doesn't really talk to any of our other friends. They've kind of had like falling out. So like, I'm typically the one, I'll come back into town again, like once or twice a year, and she kind of unloads off of me, because I also know that she doesn't really, other than her therapist or family, she doesn't really talk to other people. So I have had moments where I didn't take it to heart, because I knew that she needed to vent. But there have been like dinners or other things where it'll be like an hour in and she'll finally be like, I'm so sorry, like, how are you doing? And like, she will catch herself, but like, there are plenty of times where like she doesn't. And before the dinner's done and I'm like, okay, cool, it was nice seeing you, I'll see you in like another 6 months. But I'm also the type of person who, like, my friends I'm very close with, and I can be very, like, blunt or be like, hey, just so you know, like, you haven't asked me about myself. Not that that's, like, the game plan for the night, but, like, just so you know, like, you've just been talking for an hour, and, like, I haven't been able to say anything, and I love you, and I want you to, like, vent to me. Like, that's how our friendship is, but, like, I also need to vent. If you could give me that time and that space, that would be great.
I agree with Jordan. I mean, my friendships are like very therapy, so we're like, do you have space, do you have time? Like, we're very like over considerate of each other being present. But one thing that I do like to do with my very close friends is like a random text, like, I got hot tea for you, can't wait to update you, I got some, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, okay. So they come to the conversation ready to be like, give me the tea. Yeah. What's good? Like, blah. Or I'd be like, I need to vent. Can I have your time later? And they'd be like, oh my God, yes. What happened? I'd be like, I'm going to tell you later. And so it's like this.
That's a good set. I like that.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. Tease them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give them a little carrot so they're dying for something later.
Yeah. I like that.
Very smart.
I think that's good.
Okay. Solved.
Well, that's it for us. If you would like your queries answered, NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. Or you can call, text, leave a voicemail, 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And we have transcripts of our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Nico.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.